Well, it wouldn't be a Tuesday if we didn't talk television on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and you can't talk TV without Irina. Happy New Year, my love. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to everyone out there. I hope everyone has had a safe and hopefully fun time as well. We all need a bit of fun.
Oh, indeed we do. Now, today the theme is books to TV adaptions. This is one I see advertised a lot on Netflix, Bridgerton. Tell us all about it.
So Bridgerton is something that came across my path actually as a book. I am a not-so-secret lover of the romance genre. Uh-oh. And these Bridgerton books, there's many of them, came out in the early 2000s, and they are classics of the Regency era. So think Jane Austen type of stuff, that kind of costumes and whatnot, but not real. So fantasy. So women might have to constrain to that feminine, I need to get married, that's my whole purpose in life, but they're far more feminist as well, and will speak their minds and will do things that a woman in Jane Austen's time would never do. The men, on the other hand, are also alphas. They'll protect you, they have lots of money, but they are also kind and they won't, you know, smack you around or, you know, right. Only the bad ones.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not really Regency, it's fantasy Regency. And so Bridgerton is the first Netflix Shondaland project. Shonda Rhimes is an African-American, like, super producer.
Yes.
She did something murder. She did Scandal. She's done a whole ton of fantastic shows. But her casting is always, you know, very much about, you know, multi-race casting or people of color or whatever the term is.
Yep.
And so she's cast this incredibly white, rich English book series with a bunch of people of color in all sorts of roles. So that's the main thing that people find, is that there's been what they call blind casting. They just find a hot actor of any colour and put them in.
Okay. You see a lot of that in the United Kingdom, especially with BBC series.
They do, and they don't sort of make a point of it. They don't just
That's right. They're just an actor. Doesn't matter, you know, what their background is. They're just filling that role.
And one thing I've noticed in shows is that they're casting a very fair woman with naturally, you know, curly African hair. So it doesn't tend to be a darker-skinned woman. It tends to be a lighter, you know, if you took her hair away, she could be white. So I find that really interesting as well. But it's a step. But that's not what Bridgerton's about. Bridgerton's about romance. Beautiful costumes, gossip, duels, you know, riding on horses in very tight breeches. It's all the fantasy that any woman and her, you know, and her daughter and friends would want.
All right. Now, the second one is The Undoing. What's that all about?
So The Undoing is something that everybody told me to watch. Everyone I know, my family, friends, they all loved it. It's a short, it's a miniseries. It stars Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant as a married couple. And it's also based on a book called You Should Have Known. And I've read that book as well. Very different to the show. And in it, essentially, they are the 1% in New York, and their lives get ruined when a woman, you know, a fellow mum at school is murdered brutally, and the undoing is sort of the undoing of the relationship and the undoing of the community. It's a murder mystery, it's a thriller, and, you know, I could barely get through 4 episodes. Everybody loved it, and I'm like, I cannot, like, Nicole Kidman's acting, or if you call it acting, couldn't get beyond it.
Can I quickly ask about Hugh Grant? I must admit, I'm one of those people that used to think Hugh Grant was what you used to get in 4 Weddings and a Funeral, but I recently saw him in something called A Very English Scandal, which he was excellent, and I think I'm changing my opinion on him. What about him? How does he go in The Undoing?
Hugh Grant is a star. Unlike Nicole, he's clearly had no work done,
yeah.
So you see every emotion. And he acts with his whole face. So he is both sexy and menacing, evil and loving. He is perfectly cast, and he comes with that baggage, you know, of what happened to him in real life. So he just brings a lot of richness to his work. And I think I've seen that Very English Scandal. He's brilliant. He's kind of like Adam Sandler. If he's in rubbish, he's rubbish. But if he's in something really good, he's excellent.
That's the acting epitaph that he would love to have. Irina, I'm definitely going to have a look at Bridgerton. So The Undoing, I might have to wait on that one. Thank you, as always. Looking forward to talking more TV next week.
As am I. Another big year of fun, drama and comedy.